I guess in conclusion, we talked about a lot of the changes in town as far as the fire service and what I've seen. But one of the nice things about Concord is that if you drive into town from Lincoln onto Lexington Road, the town really hasn't changed. And if you come into the center, it looks the same as it did 30 years ago. And even my dad, when he was alive, he said the town really hasn't. It looks generally the same as far as, you know, the center and the, you know, the Lexington Road and the historic areas. It hasn't changed, and I think that just adds to the stability of the town and the quality of the town. It's a unique place. It's not just another place on the map. It's a unique place.
Why?
Because they have the traditions here. For example, I participated in the flag retirement on Veterans Day, November 11th. I've done it.
In the what?
Flag retirement, the Veterans flag retirement in the cemetery, Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. And it's been going on since 1965. And that's one of the traditions the town has kept going. And every November 11th at 8 o'clock at Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, they retire flags. And they burn them, but in a respectful way. And I've done that for 33 years in a row. And that's one of the things about the town is they honor those traditions. The Minutemen are there, the Scouts, veterans groups. The town has a very good celebrations committee, and just what we went through recently, the April 19th, the April 18th things, the parade, the reenactments, the Concord Independent Battery participates, Miriam's Corner.
What did you say? Miriam's Corner?
Miriam's Corner. It was one of the sites of the skirmishes on April 18th, 1775.
Is the fire department required to be part of this?
Only we have an EMT present. If the Concord Independent Battery fires the cannons, they're required to have an EMT on scene with a radio and an emergency kit. But those are the type of things, the traditions, those things don't change, and that's what I like about the town. It's they've kept the things, the sacred things, the historic things, in place. They haven't changed those.
This is great. It feels to me like you've covered an awful lot.
Yeah. Anything else coming to you, Michael? I think your guys are going to miss you a lot.
Well, I will miss them too. And it's going to be funny on Thursday, but
fishing.
Yeah, fishing. Yeah, I never was a fisherman, but I like to hike. I like to explore conservation lands. I've hiked, I think, every trail in Concord and Acton and Littleton, and I try to find other places. And I love the outdoors, and I'll find plenty to do. Believe me.
You're a rare mix. The town and the fire department have been fortunate to have someone who's so capable and so capable of looking at personnel issues.
Thank
from
you.
An emotional.
Yeah.
Sense.
Yeah. No. I guess if you look at the four captains, I'm probably the least technical. As far as my technical, we have Don Prentice. So you had him. He's a jack of all trades. He's an electrician. He can build. He built an antique truck. He can build a house. He can do that. And he's very talented. He knows the antiques. He's David Curran, one of the other captains. He's a hazmat.
David who?
David Curran. He's about 5 years away from retirement. He's another interesting guy. He grew up in town. He's a very interesting guy. He was with me on that run to Lincoln, that tragic run. He was only a call firefighter then. He actually came on board that night with another guy. There's three of us. He's a hazmat specialist. He knows the equipment back and forwards. He can. He's a available guy. Owen Neville, one of the captains. He's our training officer. Owen Neville. He's our training officer. He's very good.
How do you spell his name?
N-E-V-I-L-L-E. He's a few years away from retirement. He'd be a very interesting guy to interview. extremely interesting. He's a gentleman farmer. He lives in Boxborough. His family grew up in Lincoln. He'd be a very interesting guy to interview.
Why is that?
Well, he has a real sense of history in the past. He has a small little farm in Boxborough. He remembers the changes in Lincoln when the National Park, they bought his family farm out and they had to move to Boxborough. But he appreciates history. He's a very interesting guy. Owen Neville. Drawing a blank. Okay, David, myself, Don Prentice, and Owen Neville. Yes, the four captains. Yeah. So.
But you were saying you're the least technical.
Yeah, of those four. But I've always tried to sort of focus on the people issues. I try to think of myself as I can handle people, not necessarily any better than the others, but I try to be. You know, aware of people's feelings and how to treat them and all that. And so I've always tried to be a people person first. And then, I mean, I have enough technical knowledge, but nothing like the others. Not quite as much as the others, but I try to concentrate on the people issues.
That's a special gift.
Well, I think it is. And like I said earlier, the problems that occur in the fire station are not where the National Fire Academy or the State Fire Academy teaches you. It's human relations things, and that's where most of the problems among the people occur, is in the station. Not related to what we do on a day-to-day basis, it's just clashes of personality, and try to resolve those. And if you have a problem with somebody, try to fix it. Don't let it fester. Don't let it linger, because if you don't talk to anybody and you have to work with them, that's not a good mix.
Do you facilitate these sort of mediations?
Well, they do bring me in on certain things. If there's a problem, they'll try to get my perspective, the fire chief, and he'll consult me on certain things. He's about 10 years younger than I am, and he has brought me in on a couple of things. Like, what do you think we should do here, and how do you think this, what do you think we should be strong in our discipline or not? So he will consult me. So I am kind of proud of that they think of me as somebody they can go to as a resource.
Lucky them.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, most welcome. I enjoyed it.